Tennessee Attorney General Herbert Slattery is joining his colleagues in 14 states to send a letter to Congress. They're warning the Internal Revenue Service could strip tax-exempt status from religious organizations that oppose same-sex marriage. Slattery declined to be interviewed, but in the letter, he and other attorneys general bring up questions that go far beyond same-sex weddings. They say religious institutions, like universities, need to be protected. They could lose their charity status if they refuse to recognize same-sex couples as being married. And taxpayers might not be able to write off their donations to those institutions. Chris Sanders, executive director of the Tennessee Equality Project, says these are legitimate questions.
Since marriage is so woven into state and federal law, both codes, we're going to see these kinds of issues pop up again and again over months. It's going to take a long time for people fully to realize the impact of the Supreme Court ruling.
Sanders wants Congress eventually to extend federal civil rights laws until they cover sexual orientation and gender identity. Slattery and his colleagues say Congress should instead step in to defend religious rights, even when the views held are out of favor. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.